I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. Even in this 21st century, politicians who take the oath of office in Kentucky are required to make this rather unusual affirmation.
I, being a citizen of this state, have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state. Nor out of it.
It turns out there's a very good reason that antiquated verbiage is still part of the oath. In the 19th century, the bluegrass state, like the rest of the country, had a bit of a problem with men of good standing settling their differences with deadly weapons.
Well, it was often said that a reputation meant more to a man than anything, because most people at that time had very few physical possessions. And so all they really had was their reputation.
Historian Tony Turnbow is well-versed on the practice.
During the early 1800s, a lot of men embellished their reputation, not only with the way they dressed, the kind of horses that they rode. That was their public persona, as people do today. But their reputation was, if anyone insulted them, they felt duty-bound to defend that at the point of a duel or the threat of killing the person to establish, in fact, that they were honorable men who would not put up with an insult.
One of the most notorious incidents of dueling took place between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr more than 200 years ago in the state of New Jersey, and we all know how that turned out. Now the Kentucky Historical Society has put together an exhibit highlighting dueling in the Commonwealth.
With Hamilton opening in Louisville in June this year, we wanted to kind of try to tie into some of the buzz around that.
Carol Bolton is Director of Educational Programming for KHS and the curator of Dueling Grounds at the Old State Capitol Building in downtown Frankfort.
Because so many of the men who served here were involved in duels during their lives.
Dueling Grounds features not only the stories, but some of the actual items, including a pair of pistols once owned by a man usually known to history as an adept negotiator.
Henry Clay, a very famous Kentuckian who spent time in Frankfort as a politician before he went on to Washington, he was involved in two different duels throughout his lifetime. It's that kind of ironic that he was known as the Great Compromiser, but he did not want to compromise where honor was concerned. And so he actually dueled a fellow member of the State House of Representatives, and later, when he was serving as Secretary of State, actually dueled a congressman that he'd had a longstanding antagonistic relationship with.
But not every confrontation ended in death. There's also the story of a famous duel in 1841 between Cassius Marcellus Clay and Robert Wycliffe Jr.
Both of the men did serve in the House of Representatives here in this building. There was offense taken during a debate, and Clay challenged Wycliffe to a duel. They missed their first shot, and they stopped after that because they had fulfilled the necessary requirements of honor.
And Bolton points out the weapons the combatants selected weren't always pistols.
There was a duel between two students at Transylvania University in 1852, and they used shotguns, standing at 40 yards. And one shot the other in the head, and that was it. We highlight another duel, Abraham Lincoln. Most people don't know he was almost involved in a duel before he became president. He was living in Springfield, Illinois. His challenger was known to be a very good shot. Lincoln, I guess, wasn't a very good shot, but he was a whole lot taller than the guy who challenged him. And so he figured he'd have a better chance with broadswords. And that was why he chose those weapons. And he's quoted as saying, "I didn't want the damned fellow to kill me," which I think he would have done if we had selected pistols.
Dueling Grounds is also an interactive exhibit. In fact, visitors can handle replica pistols and step off the required amount of paces using red vinyl footprints on the floor.
Each duelist, they'd start back to back, and each would go 5 paces away from each other for a total of 10 paces. And then they would turn and face each other. And they didn't fire at the same time. One of the seconds would call out, 1, 2, 3, fire. And at any point, they could then fire their weapon. But we just wanted to kind of give people a physical sense of, like, roughly how far away you might stand.
Bolton says the exhibit also encourages people to write down and share how they deal with interpersonal conflicts.
When we first put the exhibit up, I answered the question myself, and how do you solve conflicts today? My answer was not on social media.
Dueling Grounds is on display through October 19th at the Old State Capitol Building in downtown Frankfort. For WUKY News, I'm Alan Lytle.